Joining us in studio, we have Lisa Wadman. He's the head of education at the Tate Museum. He's a public, not-for-profit, contemporary art museum which collects, preserves, researches, and exhibits 21st century art from Africa. Lisa will tell us more about the art, their art program, and the importance of art for development. Welcome, Diesel. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and happy to be here. How are you?
Fine. We gave a brief description of who you are. Please tell us more about yourself.
Okay, so I am the head of arts education, the Center for Art Education at the Zeitz Mocha, which is the museum, the Contemporary Museum of Art Africa at the waterfront in the Silo District. And I started my career almost 30 years ago in arts education. I trained as an art teacher. I did a fine art degree at Michaelis, and then I became a teacher. And I worked at various art centers at schools in the Western Cape. And it's something that I have always enjoyed doing. And I think that that arts education is really important for young people growing up. That's me in a nutshell.
What is art?
Oh, so that's a very big question. But art is really a visual expression. So it's people who want to express their ideas or their feelings in pictures or in words visually, so that you can look at something that either sits on a wall or stands in the middle of a room, okay, and that expresses the artist's idea or what they are thinking or feeling about a particular subject. And art today is very exciting because we don't only have paintings and drawings or sculptures that people can come and look at that are very sort of static pieces of artwork against the wall. We also have artists making things like installation art, where they take a whole room and they transform it with different things and objects. There's also video art, so you can actually have art pieces that really work almost like movies. And we also have photography as an art form. So there are very many exciting ways that artists working today, they still do that. And of course, we still have our paintings, drawings, prints, and sculptures as well. And that's what makes art very exciting. And that's what art is, I think.
When did your love for art start?
Well, I guess it started when I was about your age, and I grew up in a home and with a mom and dad that really appreciated and had a love for art. My mom was a teacher, and one of the things that she loved teaching was art. And so I grew up in a home where there were always things to draw with, paper and crayons and paints. So my love for art really started when I was young and in my home with my parents. And then, of course, at school, when I was your age as well. Doing art at school was something that was very exciting, and it was the one lesson that you always looked forward to in the week.
Please tell us more about the work you do.
Okay, so my work at the Center for Art Education at the Zeitz Museum involves doing all of the educational programming for the museum. So that involves looking at the exhibitions and seeing what artists are speaking about in the exhibitions, and then making that message available to a range of different audiences. In other words, taking the art that's on the wall and saying to people, this is what it's about, this is what it could mean, what do you think about it, what do you want to speak about when you see the artwork? And that we do in the form of what we call programming in various ways. So we invite people in to come and have lectures or panel discussions. We have lots of programming for families where children can come in. We give them tours of the museum. We speak about the work. We have practical art-making workshops as well. So that's my job really, is to make the exhibitions and the artworks in the museum as accessible to people as possible. And that's a range of people, from adults right down through to children.
School holidays are well underway, and I believe you have a holiday program for children. Tell us more about that.
Okay, so that's really great, because what we started in December last year was this holiday program for children, and that's where we have a series of workshops across 2 weeks. So the workshops will start on Monday and they will run through to Friday, and then there will be another week of workshops. And we choose themes or ideas from our exhibitions or from artists in the museum, and then we design workshops for children so they can come in and they can spend either an hour or 2 hours with us in the museum making art. Entry for children under 18 to the museum is free of charge. So that's really nice, which means that children can do these workshops free of charge. You have to come with your parent though, and if your parent is a member, then you get to do the workshops free of charge as well. If they're not a member, then the parent or the guardian that children come with have to pay 100 rand to come through the door and to come and do the workshops with us. So we have workshops every day starting at 10, ending at 1:30. And we have a younger age group. So we have a workshop first for 6 to 8 year olds, and they come for an hour and they work with us. And then from 11:30 till 1:30, we have a 2 hour workshops for older children between 11:30 and 1:30. And they come and do a workshop with us as well. And then on the first Friday, which is next Friday, which is the 21st of June, we have one workshop for teenagers between the age of 13 and 18. And that's going to be a really exciting workshop on wire work. And we're going to be working with some artists on that. And that's a 3 hour workshop. So that will run from 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon till about 5.
How does children get involved, and can anyone join?
So anyone can join, yes. As I said before, entry into the museum is free of charge for children under 18, so there's no actual charge for the workshop, which is really great, and we're very happy that we can do that. Children have to come with their parents, so parents have to pay to get through the door. If you're a member of the Zeitsmoker, then you can just bring your child. And we are down in the Center for Art Education on the minus one level, so parents bring their children, and then there's a register, they sign them in, and then children participate in the workshop. But you have to book for the workshop, okay? So all our workshops are on Eventbrite, and you book on that site so that we know how many children are arriving and how many we can expect. So we have up to 20 children which we can take in the younger age group from 6 to 8, the workshop that starts at 10 to 11, and in the older age group we can take up to 25 children.
How is your previous holiday programs being received?
So the previous holiday program has been really successful. All the workshops have been really full. So that's why I just want to encourage people out there to please check and to please book so that they're not disappointed when they come to the museum. And yeah, it's been a really great morning of lots of activity. Some parents come with their children and stay for a little bit as well. So yeah, it's been very successful.
Is there anything else you would want to say?
No, just I think to say that one of my really important missions at the museum is to make the museum a place where children and young people in particularly feel welcome and they feel comfortable, and also a place where they can really learn about contemporary African art. I think it is something that not a lot of us were exposed to at schools, and I think that is still the case today. And there's some really important work and some interesting work that artists are speaking about in relation to how we live in this country and on this continent and in the world. And I think those are important things for us to know about and to learn about. So my mission is to really make that accessible and make it a place where young people feel they can come and see that, but also a place where they can speak about it and express their views on it.
Thank you for your time.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you.